people. Yeah. My people. Yeah. The foundation of the United States rests on the sweat of my people. Every enemy of the USA.
My people, my people, my people. la 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 la.
Inside each other, you can see inside me. We I give you tomorrow for your tears and make fears disappear.
You know my yoke is easy and my burdens are light.
I know.
Oh, Right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. We decided to just play some good music tonight, have a soft conversation, you know, due to all that's going on in the world. And a lot of people don't want to hear no more sad news. They said they can turn on the news for that sad news. But for information-wise and purpose, we have to have the conversation. So, yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, I see my big old boy on here. Let me see what's happening with him. Henry?
Hey, oh, yeah. what we talking about?
Hey, tonight we are talking about COVID-19. So I just got off an interview with Lena Holland of ABC News on a Zoom, and she was directed my way by Miss Rebecca Person. And so they were asking me, since I live in the 95823 zip code, did I know that there was a spike in the COVID cases here in this zip code? And one of the things I said is, you know, there's going to be a lot of spiking of the COVID because now a lot of people are testing. See, before they didn't have a lot of people testing, so you didn't know who had it and, you know, who didn't. So now that you're getting all these people to test, you're going to have a lot of positive tests because, once again, they tested. And so she was baffled by my interview. She said it was a very good one because the other thing I told her, I said, and the reason I know that this COVID-19 is the real deal is because it shut down the economy. Not only did it shut down the economy, but it also shut down sports. Anytime you can stop them folks at the higher echelon from receiving payments or getting money, something's wrong. And then the last but not least thing is that the church and the gambling shack shut down at the same time. She laughed. I said, the Lord and the devil agreed on something.
Yeah, man, and unfortunately, the beat goes on, and so we have to continue to be on guard. I swear, we got to continue. The protest thing, I know it was spontaneous, and after that, it got planned. But you know, it's scary. You know what I mean? It's scary. So they don't quite have a handle on, you know, transmission. And you're getting all kind of folks chiming in about this is this and this is that, you know, medical people. And so it's like, well, are we going to have a consensus on anything? And then the head dude that was talking in the president's circle, talking about, well, we don't have a handle on this thing yet. We don't understand how it's transmitted and all this crap. I'm like, oh, Lord. So I got my mask. I got some gloves. I went out and ordered me a hazmat suit. And so I'm trying to hang around for a couple more days. And these folks is playing. So
yes, sir.
And the beat goes on. I mean, you know, the beat goes on. You got to live. So what's the balance? Okay, so you know what the folks did in Sweden. They said, no, we're not shutting down nothing. We know who the folks are more vulnerable. So we're going to protect them, the rest of y'all on your own. And so they went about protecting the old, the vulnerable, you know, looking after them, making sure they was taken care of. And the rest of them had to fend for themselves. So, I mean, and they still making money, bottom line. So not saying that it'll work here, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to look at what different areas and how they're handling the situation. But first and foremost, we have to understand this thing is killing folks. Yeah. And you don't have to be old and infirm, okay? So all I can say is be careful.
You said a lot when you said that, because I'm asking them to do the same thing. Be careful out there, y'all. Mask up. In certain areas, put your gloves on. I mean, you know, most times if you put them gloves on, you'll take a germ to everything you touch with the glove, right? And so my wife had to tell me to stop wearing them gloves. She said, take the gloves off, because see, you touch them so many things, and then you
That's
go
right.
back and touch your steering wheel, and then you take the glove off, and it's still there. So
peel them off and toss them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I appreciate you, man. What else you got for us today? I know you went to the Zoom today, found out some information. I'll get with you on that. But I'm going to go back to the phone line. I see somebody else called in one more time. Who's this calling from the 916?
Brother Tim,
hello?
This is Joshua. Are you talking to me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I just, you know, I tap in this way because I don't have the link to go to the One Gone Show online. So I usually just been call. I've been calling. I tap in and listen to y'all as we're going, because I just enjoy chiming in.
Right on,
so,
Brother Josh.
I just tapped in a second ago.
Hey, so watch this, Josh, while I got you on here. You know, the last time I talked to you, we were talking about the COVID-19 and, you know, the businesses shutting down. And I know that you have a home out there that you have people in, and you work in construction.
Right.
And I was wondering, how did you pan out? Because I didn't hear from you in a while. And I know you was, you know, you wasn't getting no money or, you know, from the government, and you know. You was in a critical condition, state of mind. How you feeling these days?
I'm doing. I mean, I'm glad it panned out the way it. I have a hard time. I can't overlook everybody cashing out all this unemployment money, man. Way out here, you see the line at IKEA right now. These people is out here balling. So everybody who got unemployment started cashing me out the money they owe, and so I did fairly well. But what the issue was we was having with the construction is a lot of these counties was giving us these odd regulations to work on people's homes. And like my cousin, for instance, had about 15 jobs in Coco County, Alameda County, and a couple jobs in San Francisco as this jumped off. And people was just shutting down shop. They just was like, we're not doing anything. And it was getting kind of scary. I got a buddy of mine with Jericho Wrecking where these big companies downtown in Sacramento right now are not pushing forward on these gigantic projects that'll put hundreds of guys to work. And they're just scared because nobody knows what's going on. And then now we got the rest of the 2020 drama unfolding in front of us. No one knows what's going on. But I guess to answer your question simply, as of right now, I'm still surviving. I got work to do. I'm finding out that it's just I didn't know it 7-8 years ago when I got into the construction trades instead of being a barber like I wanted to. I just kind of took my passion for barbering and applied it to my opportunity as a construction laborer, turned into a carpenter, and now I'm doing that. But the people who are working with their hands right now, I'm sure it's dawning on me that we always going to be needed. Like, you can't not have us. And it's kind of interesting because, like, for instance, my HVAC system just went out, and I'm trading a guy a bunch of framing work to come help me do my HVAC stuff. It's basic trade stuff, and I've been kind of adapting to it, I guess you could say.
Right on, man. Good to hear from you, man. You know, we'll be doing some social distancing fishing soon. Want to see you in the place, you and your son, man.
Yeah, we was looking forward to it. I was out there with Brother West. Like, you know, as quiet as a cap, I ain't got no shame in my game, Brother Tim. I can't catch. I hardly catch a cold. And when I stop drinking and smoking weed out there fishing, I don't catch near nothing. But I really enjoy the time with my son. And Brother West, he's been teaching me how to tie some better hooks and how I'm putting myself. So hopefully he'll come around. You know, I'm going to head out to the Bay Area with him soon. And I want to get them crappies and all that stuff. I need to go spend some time hooked on fishing, not on violence, so I can learn how to get dialed in, man. You guys are just tons of fun to go with, man.
Right on, man. We appreciate you, Josh, man. God bless you. May he keep you as you keep him, and may the workforce build up for you. Hey, it's the Wise Words of One Gun Show on Blog Talk Radio. The number's 347-205-9722. We're talking about the state of the COVID-19 and how it seems to slip everyone's mind that the virus has killed over 1 million people. And I'm just saying, it's a deadly thing, so stop playing, huh?
Dressed down in a breeze, brothers with their afros taking center stage, watching as this culture slowly comes of age, with a mind of its own, yeah. Mothers out in the yard, hanging up her clothes, fathers playing with the kids, keeping them on the go, neighborhoods feeding on the heart of. Loving my people. special touch. Little acts of kindness prove to mean so much. When we give what we know, kitchen pots are banging, smell of soul food fills the air. You walk past the neighbor's house wishing you had dinner there. Better times for living when people seem to care about that place where they grow. That's why I love my people, the way they let it go on the dance floor. Ain't nobody gonna do it like us. Folks gather at the church early Sunday morn. Openly they sing and praise and gospel music's born. God gave us love enough with spirits free to run. Why can't we learn to love ourselves like we're the chosen one? Come and let me know how your life is doing good. Tell me how the blessings flow through the neighborhood. That time of feelings understood in that place we call home. 'Cause I love my people the way they let it go on the dance floor. Ain't nobody gonna do it like us, no. I'm loving my people.
But I need my people to know, hey, tonight I was on with Lena Holland of ABC News, and she was asking me, did I know that the spike in the hike of the COVID-19 in my area code was moving up the ladder? And I was saying, no, I didn't really know that, but I kind of like felt it would. Because a lot of my neighbors, they got these swimming pools and they have swimming pool parties. Yesterday, they stayed up all night with a swimming pool party behind me, right? And I didn't complain. I let them go and have a good time, but did not one of them have on a mask. Did not one of them keep the social distance. And so my thought was, in 2 weeks, we're going to see if they're still doing the swimming party. Anyway, I'm going to the phone line one time to a nephew of mine. Nephew. Future.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's going on, man? Tell them where you're calling from, nephew.
Calling from the 910, Jacksonville, North Carolina, baby.
All right, all right. You still doing the music, nephew?
Shooting the videos, man. I fell back on the music. Getting too old, man. Got a passion for the videos. Got a passion for Future Vision.
Okay. So you Future Vision. That's right. You still
Future Vision.
You still shooting the vision, man. So look, let me ask you a question, man. I know you're out there in North Carolina. Hey, so what's happening with that COVID-19 out there? Is people still wearing the mask, or are people going to the beach? What is people doing out there, man?
Man, people still going to the beach. They opening up new stuff, you know what I'm saying? Well, they starting to open up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? A little bit at a time, like you can go to the barbershop, you know what I'm saying? Go get your hair clipped up. The dining rooms and the little fast food restaurants, they're not opening up that, you know what I'm saying? But so far, I see people still wearing the mask and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So I still think this COVID is still serious, you know what I'm saying? But everybody, they also doing the beaches too. But everybody thinks it ain't no joke, man. I think it's serious, man. I take it serious. I got my mask every day.
Right on, man. Right on, man. So, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. So what have you been doing, man? I seen a few videos you shot. I did see a few videos,
man,
you shot.
I got like 306 videos. 315 I done shot. I done put out. They on YouTube. It's various artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got videos on this artist called YDC Trey. He's an upcoming artist from North Carolina. He's very great. So I love for a lot of people to tune in with him. I think he's gonna make it. Like I don't see no other artists around in my area that's good like him. So I'm sticking with him, shooting all these videos day by day. We got another video shoot next week, so we about to get another video put out with YDC Trey.
YDC Trey. I'm going to have to look him up and give me some of that music on my hip-hop night, see what he's talking about, man. You can give him a thumbs up. You done plugged him one time here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show, so of course I got to go check it out. Now, can I go to Vision and see some of that as well?
Nah. We're building up his page on YouTube. So he got 235 subscribers in, like, I'm gonna say about 2-3 months. 235 subscribers. So we still building up. We working, networking with everybody, and he got famous people watching him and stuff like that on Instagram. So we just trying to build what he got going on. You know what I'm saying? It's not about future vision. I'm his cameraman. He like, yo, if I make it, then I'm gonna take you with me. Period. It don't matter no more. Yeah, man. I really feel that he gonna blow up. He blow up, I'm good. Everybody else good. You know?
Right on. That's future. You ain't saying Wilmington, North Carolina no more. You said Jacksonville, huh?
Jacksonville, North Carolina, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, so it's the Wise Words of One Gone Show. Just checking in with my loved one, calling in from North Carolina. And we was asking the question about the COVID-19. What say the COVID-19? One caller called in and didn't want to speak out. But she said that, you know, since the protest came, COVID took a back seat. And so a lot of people think that the government planted that to shut down the economy, because we're already heading to a recession. And so I listened at what she said, and I thought about it, right? And I'm saying, well, why would the government want to just shut down their money? But then I thought, well, they just asked for 2-point-something trillion. I think it was the first time they asked, and right off the bat, they took $500 billion before they signed or sent any of y'all's check, because I didn't get one. But yeah, before they sent you that $1,200 or whatever else they done sent you, they took theirs. And so I had to think about that. I said, okay, $500 billion. Do you know what $500 billion could do? Shoot, boy. It'd change a man into ordinary people. It's John Legend, Ordinary People, on the Wise Words with One God Show.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes. And we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh. Oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll
slow. Yeah, that's the sound of John Legend. Hey, so I was talking to Future on the back end of this thing, and he was talking about leaving the town because of all the violence and all the killings and stuff, right? And so, you know, right here in Sacramento in the last 5 days, we have six bodies. We lost two last night. We lost another one yesterday morning. The night before, I don't even know. We might have seven, because the lady that was the innocent bystander last night while I was on my show, they called in and said, oh, they shot up the park over there. And an innocent bystander, which was an elderly lady, got hit in the neck. And my last report yesterday was that she wasn't going to make it. I didn't check on that today. I was out feeding the homeless and running around the town, and I forgot to check in. Until Future just mentioned about, you know, the violence where he from. And so it's just not in Sacramento. If you turn on the news tonight, you're going to hear about the killings, right? And so one of my nephews, I call him nephew, I've raised him since he was 15, he's 38 right now, he lost his son 2 days ago. And that young brother, it was a lot of people came out and said, it's on, it's popping. It ain't gonna stop. Ain't no truce, ain't nothing. It's funk on sight. Get off where you get mad at. And with that type of mentality, y'all, we can't win. Simple as that. We can't win. We can't win when our youth, who we're trying as an OG, me, I'm trying to pave a way for the youth who is supposed to be our future. But if our future is effing up right now, taking out lives, who do we set the playing field for? I'm just asking questions tonight. It's the Wise Words of One Gun Show. Hit me, 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Now I'm going to go to a gentleman that's a little older than me, that laced me, and tell y'all how he can help break the monotony about this here thing they call gang violence. Mr. Henry Hawthorne.
Yes, sir. That's, you know, it's entrenched, it's intrinsic, inherent. It's almost like it's passed on. You know what I'm saying? So, it's generational. They don't know what next to do. You know, I mean, I can offer some suggestions, but, you know, if you're already locked in to this pathway, you're not going to be receptive. And so, you know, if you notice over the years and most recently, you know, they're always talking about, well, how are they going to fix this problem, you know. And, you know, when you create a monster, as I said the other day, when you create a monster, you got to deal with it, okay? And we are that monster. They created what they have today by their actions. And then they're going to turn around and say, oh, I didn't know this was going on. Bull. Okay, so we have to understand what we're working with. And once you get enough of us to understand what we're working with, I think maybe we can come together. Because if you're gainfully employed or you're doing your own thing, why do you need to be in a gang? It makes no sense. What's the end game for a gang? Do they have one? That's the question I sometimes ask. What's the end game? Okay, you're in a gang, so now what? Are you going to mark your territory like some cannot? What? And that does what for you? Okay. So, they're not thinking, and they're not listening. You can talk to some of them till you're blue in the face. Okay. But I can't give up on them. You know, I've been there. It's happened in my generation. So I know what it's about. But I listened. Okay. I sought out information. You know, I didn't want to deal with a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of trauma. There's more to life than that. And so I never thought that I was hopeless. And so we have to get out of that attitude. It's hopeless. You know, I need immediate gratification because I might not be here tomorrow. That's a hard way to live. We know what the problem is, and for the most part, it's not us. Okay? So I'm just saying. Got to be a breakthrough here somewhere. Somebody got to start taking responsibility for something. So, hey, this killing and senseless violence, what is going to get you? What's the end game? You're going to either get dead or in jail. And if you don't mind being a jailbird, then cool. Because that's what them folks, they're trying to build more prisons for us. Old folks, like that. So if you don't care, they don't care. That provides them with job security. Yeah, that's what we are, job security. So I'm just saying, you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to be creative and positive? Or I want to keep on doing the same old that got me where I am now? I'm just saying, it's complicated, but you can figure it out. All this shooting and killing like it's a wild, wild west. No, there's no future in that. There's no future in that. So think about it. Cut the crap. Start doing something productive instead of destructive.
Peace. So, OG, before you go, man, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And so one of them would be, you know, someone came to me and said, one gone. I said, what? They said, one gone. I said, damn it, what? Said, one gone, man, you see your people, they protesting about, you know, the white cop killing a black man. But yet your youngsters is knocking each other down every day. Now, we get a white cop killing a black man every other, I don't know, blue moon or so. But every day, matter of fact, every hour in a day, there's a black man killing another black man somewhere in America, every minute probably. And so he was the brother was Hawaiian, and he said, you know, why don't you all protest that? Why don't you march in the hoods about that? Why don't you start right there? You want to take a big bite of the apple, but yet you're leaving a small piece of the apple that is the best tasting. And so what I'm saying is that I'm not marching on any occasion. I'm not protesting on any occasion. That ain't my lane. My lane is healing those that are hurt. So once I see that you're hurt, I'm going to invite you into the space to where you can heal. I don't feel that me getting out there with a whole bunch of other people that really don't like me or really don't have the same common denominator or common sense or same thought. You know, they say get like-minded people. I don't see me getting out there and getting busted upside the head when things get wrong, or watching people steal out the stores, which is wrong, or any of that other stuff. I'm not with that. What I am with is talking to people and telling them, hey, man, let's move up out of this over here into a safe space, and let's talk about solutions. That's what I'm about. But when you're going on a protest without solutions, without answers, without even a good act. So once you do the protest, and everybody said, well, what are we protesting for? Okay, we're protesting for police defunding. And then it jumps from defunding the police to we're marching social justice. Then we're marching for gay rights. Then we're marching for, because everybody's out there and everybody's not marching for the same thing. If they all know that there's a call to march, but everybody has a different agenda. And until the march has one agenda, one voice, with all that power, then I would see something happen. But I had some people tell me they wasn't out there for Floyd. They was out there for something else. And they wasn't out here for this. They was out. And I said to myself, I said, that's just why I don't get out there, because you can get in a world of trouble by hanging out in such a crowd like that, man. I probably turn into the old one gun, man. I have that 45 or that Glock on the side of me, and, you know, law and order out there. But the question to you is, what does protesting get you? Because I've been seeing this all my life. I've been seeing the march. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing the Stephon mm-hmm. Clark. We had him right here mm-hmm. in Sacramento, California, and that died mm-hmm. out. What does that bring mm-hmm. you, the protest? Help me out.
First and foremost, it's an avenue to blow off steam. Okay, first and foremost, because we've been trained that in order to get things done, there has to be civil disobedience, peaceful civil disobedience. So that's gotten us a lot of legwork. Okay, I mean, we championed it, civil disobedience, because we was getting our tails kicked, still getting the tails kicked. Okay, so it serves its purpose. But then it's got to have an end game. It's got to have an ask. And a lot of these protests were spontaneous, and then some of them got hijacked. And see, then that does nobody no good. Well, it doesn't do the peaceful protesters any good. So when your protest gets hijacked, that blows, you know, because then the popular phrase is, oh, they're rioting. And, you know, when they associate black folks with rioting, that means bring out the guns, bring out the heavy metal. Okay. So all I'm saying is the protest has its purpose. It has its time and place. But at the same time, I would have to protest with an end game in mind. This is what we want. But, you know, first and foremost, my way of protesting is voter registration, getting them out to vote, because we still are not understanding the basics of what affects our lives on a daily basis. And that's local. That's local. I don't care if you got four or five brothers on the school board, head of a PTA. You're a shot caller. You help make the decisions. And so when we had the four brothers on the city council and the mayor, okay, there was an opportunity. I'm sure they got some things done, but in the grand scheme of things, I think there were some opportunities missed. And see, a lot of times we fall into that trap that, well, we don't want to be too black. Because then, you know, the mother folks will scare them off. Okay. Part of the indoctrination. That's all I'm saying, part of the indoctrination. So, yeah, we got to protest. We got to protest. And it's, you know, part of the Constitution that we live under. First Amendment right. Okay. So, yeah, protests have its purpose. But personally, you know, my way of protesting is gathering or creating a voting block. And I don't care what you call them. You can call them a Democrat, a Republican, a socialist. I don't care. long as it's a voting bloc. Then you're able to wield to power. Then you can step to the table and say, yeah, I can bring you 1,000 votes. What you going to do for us? We don't do that. Okay. But we want the same things. So all I'm saying, you know, there's different ways to protest. Think about it.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I'm still leery, but I mean, you gave me enough to think about. So my other question was, you know, it's on the COVID-19. So you know, a lot of people are saying, "Damn it, I ain't finna wear no mask. You can't make me wear no mask." And a lot of people are not social distancing. The thing about the COVID-19, it is something that we've never seen before. I'm quite sure back in 1916 when the swine flu or the other flu, bubonic plague or whatever it was that killed millions, right?
Spanish flu.
It came, huh?
The Spanish flu.
That's 1917, 1918. That's the one I'm talking about. It killed a lot of folks too, right? So we survived that as a people, and that left. I mean, I guess the cure that they found back then. Now this was way back 100 years ago that they found a cure for that thing because it didn't last. You know, and stop taking lives. And so I'm just wondering, is this COVID-19 going to stick around until they trick up on a antidote, or is this thing going to be the last of the last? Because what I do know is that it killed a lot of people real fast, and it killed them so fast that they shut down the economy. And that right there... That right there spoke numbers to me that made me stay inside. And then my friends told me, man, you believing in that? Well, you better believe in it because I'm not
it's
coming
killing
out
them.
Right now.
It's killing them. It's killing them. I'm not understanding it. It just baffles the mind. It's like playing Russian roulette.
So my question is, do you think that they have a serum, an antidote, a vaccine, any one of them? Do you think they got one of them and they just holding it back right now? Because I've watched the president without watching masks. I've watched a couple of big-time people not wear that mask. I mean, in front of the nation. And they were standing close to each other. And I'm just saying, well, okay, they not doing it. And I'm wondering... Is this thing, the question is, man, do they have an antidote? Do they have a serum, man? That's my question. I need to know.
If they do, they're not going to tell us at the level that we're at until they're able to monetize it. And then we'll find out, yeah, it costs about $2,000 to get this vaccination. It's like, oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go. But after all, we live under a capitalistic system. And so most capitalists have access to resources. So, of course, the system wasn't built with us in mind. When I say us, I mean, you know, us. And they talk free enterprise. But that free enterprise is not too free if you're able to monopolize a particular industry. And of course, they're always fighting, you know, using antitrust laws to break that up. But they still stifle free enterprise. The Republicans are always talking about, let the free market work itself out. How's it going to work itself out when the folks with all the money is manipulating it? So I'm just saying, we have to understand the system that we're under. And so when something like this revolutionary hits the market, Somebody gonna make some money on that. So I'm just saying. So we ain't gonna find out the real truth, if at all, until way after the fact. Then it's gonna start trickling out. And you're going to say, oh, yeah, well, I thought something was going on. Yeah, right. You know something was going on. So you're not really going to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you know, because they can't afford it. They can't afford it. That's why I say, and I have to reiterate, we got the power. We just have to use it the right way. And based on the system that we're under, voting is the way to get that power. It puts you at the table. Yeah, I know a lot of us have been disappointed with the vote, but you have to understand the system. If you're going to spend your life trying to change the system, it's how long have these folks been doing this? 400 years, or 200 and some years, 1776. Thereabouts when they came up with the Constitution. So they haven't changed it. So why go through the wasted effort? Just learn the system. That way you know how to make it work for you. And I'm telling you, vote. What did Ron Jackson say? You got your ones, your twos, and your threes? Yeah. So that's what we need to do, hook up the ones, give them a shout out, have a meeting. Because, you know, I get a lot of email from the Sacramento Democratic Party. But when I respond to them with my ideas, they don't reply. So what does that tell me? They're not interested. So we got to do our own thing. Democrat, Republican, man, come on. I'm just saying.
I thank you. You know, it's the Wise Words of One Gun Show. That's my OG right there. I appreciate him dropping knowledge. He got all that noise in the background, so I'm at the mute mouth. He must be pulling the horse head up off the pier. Hey, so yeah, man. Let me see. Future, what you talking about? I see you. You call back in?
Huh?
You want to say something?
Nah, I'm just chilling, man. Listen to what's going on.
Okay, let me give you this then. dancing close. You're making it hard for me to breathe. Dancing so close. That's next with Too Close on the Wise Words of One Gun Show. Hey, so tonight, you know, I'm going to play a couple of more songs and I'm going to get up out of here a little early. Go holler at my wife about some things that happened today. I took my son out today. I took my son out to feed the homeless and give him supplies, toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant, hand sanitizers, things of that nature, right? And so my son, he normally don't, you know, want to go out there, you know. He don't mind giving the homeless a dollar, but he going to make sure he put it somewhere. He not going to touch him. And so with that being said, I got to, you know, move on and do something greater today.
It's Future the Don out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Tuning in with DJ One Gone.
Future, man, I need me another one of them, man. I need something up to date, man. That's about 5 years old, Future.
I'm saying something else, man. I got you.
That right there, fire. Watch this, Future. Future.
It's Future the Don out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Tuning in with DJ One Gone.
One go. Wow. Hey, that was fire. I'm going to keep going, man. You know, it is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, man. I got to play this one for all my people. One time for your mind, baby.
Oh,
said, I want all my people around me, everybody eating good, everybody living good. So y'all keep your head up, man. I got to get up out this thing. You know the name. One Go. Peace with love. Ah!